Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the most underrated things about Friday's game coming up at 9:43. Stefanski goes further on the QBs.
I'm not going to get into reps other than to say we're going to continue to mix these guys and also say I'm trying to be very, very, we are trying to be very intentional about our quarterback's development. And I'm really pleased with where both our young guys are. And I could say that about our entire rookie class. They're all working very hard. They're all taking coaching and understanding that this is a progression for them.
Where should Shador be on the depth chart, Anthony, after you just hear what Kevin Stefanski just said? Would you like to hear a little bit more from not just Kevin Stefanski, but maybe the Hall of Famer, the Browns analyst on News 5 during their coverage of the Browns game, Joe Thomas? Would you like to hear a little bit more of that? Because this adds a little bit of intrigue to this. This was during the game Friday night.
Yeah, I think Kenny Pickett's probably going to be on the shelf here for probably a couple more weeks. And so the question is really, is Dylan Gabriel healthy enough to take team reps? We don't know, because all he took this past week was 7-on-7 reps. He's not healthy enough to be able to take off and explode with that hamstring. And I think what Shador Sanders has done tonight is he's proven he should have more opportunities in practice, and I think he will get those opportunities when things are a little bit more difficult. And I'd love to see him out there taking some reps with the ones going against Eagles, really good one unit, probably the best defense in the NFL, to see what you got in him, right? I mean, he's a fifth-round pick. You can be patient with this guy. You don't have to push him into the starting role right away and give him more than he can handle.
Tone Bone.
Okay, I'd love him to be number two in the depth chart. I would. What I wonder is, in the building, and maybe everybody's aligned after they saw what he just did, but maybe in the building some people would be going, well, wait a second. He was like fourth. He barely got any reps to begin with, and you're going to change everything and all your plans based on a preseason game? I don't know. I have no idea. Or are they looking at it like we are, which is, holy cow, he was available. That's the most important part. He can play. The other guys couldn't. And then he went out there, and despite all the limitations of this setup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Despite all of that, he came out and performed well. So that shows us enough that we're going to buy into that, because how can we possibly buy into Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel?
It would be great to see him as the number two quarterback, but I don't know how you can do that with Flacco and Pickett on the roster right now. I don't know how you can jump in. It'd be,
and it's a quarterback
presumably
competition.
Kenny Pickett, right? And he's injured or whatever. You know, he's supposed to get some reps this week, but not as much as Gabriel, even on the rebound from the injury.
I can't even say I'm disagreeing with you with the following statement I'm about to say, but 2 weeks out, which makes it, if he's out for 3 weeks altogether, then like that's it. Joe Flacco's won the starting job. And all Shador Sanders has to do, which is easier said than done, is to continue to do what he did on Friday. I mean, I don't know if it's always going to be that way, especially against the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't care if it's first, second, or third team. They're a really good team and a really good defense. But if he continues to show that he has a grip on this offense and that Kevin can trust him, then it goes back to what Anthony was just saying. It's like, well, we just want the guy who can help us win.
So do you just – obviously, you try to trade Kenny Pickett then, but do you just cut him if you can't trade him?
I mean, if it depends on if I need another position that badly. Like, if there's a – we could get to the end of the preseason, and I may have guys who are hurt in certain positions where all of a sudden now I need a fifth wide receiver, sixth wide receiver, fifth defensive back somewhere in there. It depends on what's available. If there's a veteran out there that I can bring in that I think is that good, then yeah, I guess you have to cut your losses. Or you try to facilitate a trade so you can at least get a sixth or a seventh round back from somebody if they need a quarterback. Usually you try to just do that first. But if you had to cut your losses, you have to cut your losses. Like, I'm not advocating for Dylan to go anywhere. I don't know what he's capable of. The only thing I heard is negative things.
Well, maybe you can stash him on the practice squad, but...
I mean, a third round pick, putting him on the practice squad there,
that you're yeah.
You better... If that's the case, they better hope Shador's good, because that would cover up for everything. Because you take a third-round guy, because you could sit there and go, you took a third-round pick. Because if the season ain't going to go, very good. Nobody has called in and said playoffs this year. Nobody on the radio has said playoffs this year. So if the season ain't going
to
go well.
Someone did compare him to Tom Brady.
If the season ain't going to, but that's nobody true. Said playoffs. If the season ain't going to go that great, then you will have to answer for that. And if you have to answer for a third round draft choice, not being able to really make the squad at quarterback of all things, where you can only play one of them, boy, you got a lot of things going against you here. So he better be good, Shador. For you, for your own sake,
yeah,
not you.
I mean, look at what San Francisco did. Brock Purdy bailed their asses out
yeah,
of the Trey Lance thing.
He did.
Because that was horrible.
Yes, it was.
The Trey Lance thing was absolutely horrible. And now you don't even, unless we bring it up in this setting, when do you even talk about it?
Well, yeah, and DeJuan Jones could still bail them out for Jed Wills.
Yeah.
I'd rather their first round picks do better, but we can't always get what we want.
Stop having bailouts.
Gabe Nash to Beulah. Where is he at on your depth chart, Gabe? Where should he be on the depth chart?
Bum, 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 bum. QB2. Obviously, he's not going to be QB1. Flacco's going to be our QB1. But I really think he's making a strong case between Pickett and Shador himself. I don't think Dylan Gabriel is NFL caliber whatsoever. Sure, he played great. He's exciting to watch. His scrambling, getting rid of the ball, is going to need some work. He had the best two-yard loss I've ever seen. He made great throws, especially that throw to the token white guy, Luporia. RIP. Hopefully he gets better soon.
All right, he's alive. Yeah. Luke Florio is alive, Gabe.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, pulling a hammy off a one-hand catch, you know that wasn't in his arsenal as a token white guy. But you know what? My wrist is up, and that's actually not the only thing that's up right now.
Okay, Gabe. All right. 216-474-0090.
That was the calmest call he's had in
that's true.
Years.
QB2 is fine. Now, can I say one thing? Don't overreact when the depth chart comes out.
Well, we already know. He's not going to be second on the depth chart.
No, he's going to be fourth. He's still going to be fourth.
Fourth.
Yes. He's still going to be fourth on that depth chart.
I don't see why they'd move him up to 30.
They're not going to move. If they
They're holding him hostage. If Douglas was right. He's being sabotaged.
Lewis
Riddick was right.
Can I say something?
Hostage, sabotage.
He's not being sabotaged and he's not being held
hostage.
Wait
till RG3 catches wind of what you just said. Fourth on the depth chart.
Wait till Robert Griffin, not the third,
catches wind of this.
Can I explain it?
Go ahead.
What causes bigger conversation? He goes up the depth chart after one game, or he just stays at number four in the depth chart.
We need to free this man.
If he just stays number four in the depth chart, Kevin Stefanski, he will never act this way, but he go, you don't know what the depth chart is. That's prepared by PR people. Because he said it in the pregame on Friday. They asked him about the depth chart. He said, that's prepared by PR. We have our own depth chart. He could be number one on their depth chart for crying out loud. What if he's number four on the official, unofficial depth chart that is in their media guide and he ends up being the guy who starts again against Philadelphia? Do you really believe he's number four in the depth chart then?
Well, that's the hard part, though, is if the other guys aren't available. I mean, we didn't get anything from the coach in that press conference here when it comes to specifics about the quarterback and their health, which I'm not surprised. That's how Kevin Stefanski always operates.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Operates, but it just makes it hard for us to talk about it.
I think it makes it easy. How does it make it hard to talk about? We've been talking about Shador Sanders for a month. It's been pretty easy to talk about Shador Sanders.
How to handicap, because they've never really been that clear on how they were going about, you know, even allocating the reps and the starts and the first team or second team for the joint practices. Like, we don't really know. Like, I've just been going on the reporting that it was Flacco last week and this week was supposed to be Kenny Pickett, but they've never said that.
Mm-mm.
They've never really said that. So I don't know how to gauge any of that stuff.
Also, does Joe get reps? Does Joe end up starting the game against Philadelphia? Does this turn into like a dress rehearsal sort of deal?
No, not the game.
It's just the joint practices then.
That the way that I
okay, yeah. I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm asking a question.
That was for the veterans and the starters. The practice.
Yeah. So the practice is going to be for the veterans and starters.
They've got 2 days of it this week.
So okay, so what if he ends up fourth on the depth chart again on the unofficial depth chart? Yeah, people will raise hell because that's what we do over Shedeur Sanders. But I'm just not going to believe it. Flat out, I think he should be number two on the depth chart. Why shouldn't he be number two? Give me a good reason. Because he played well on Friday?
I'd say it's only a matter of time.
Okay. Exactly. I can't tell you why he shouldn't be. I can tell you a bunch of reasons why he should be.
Now, I will say, to be fair, I've seen I've seen Dylan Gabriel in college play spectacularly well. I've seen him go up again. In fact, he's played better competition than Shedeur did. Now, he had much more of a team. A much better team, a stacked team, better offensive line, all that stuff.
Look at your eraser phrases.
But it's not like I can't envision a scenario where he doesn't have a great performance in a preseason game because, we've talked about, the haters of Shedeur have talked about, we've seen lots of Cleveland Browns quarterbacks have good preseason games. So what do we do with that information if Dylan Gabriel was available and actually did play well in the preseason
game? Then we will discuss it again coming up next Monday.
Would it nullify Shedeur's game?
Why would it nullify Shedeur's game Dylan Gabriel plays well?
That's what I'm saying, because one's a third-round pick, one's a fifth-round pick.
Okay, then I got two quarterbacks that look pretty good. Fine. Then I guess it would if we're doing draft position bias.
Shedeur isn't as special because, we had another rookie quarterback do it.
They could both be good.
Well, what are the odds that both these, that the Browns happened to in the third and fifth round, took two special guys?
Probably not high, but they could very well both be good. I don't know. Special is a hell of a word you're using. I'm as excited as anybody about Shador's performance.
But people were saying
we are going
Shedeur,
off of one game.
People were saying it just looked different with Shedeur. It felt different with Shedeur. So that's what I mean. If we have another quarterback thrown
tell
out
me what
there.
Was different.
No, that's what I brought.
That we had a quarterback actually play well?
Maybe that's all it was.
Is that all that is?
I think the swagger that he carried, I think people also lumped that in. Here's a guy that came out, made a splash with an entrance, before the game, and then by the end of the game, Nike's running an ad for him.
Okay,
does that ever happen for a four-string quarterback?
It doesn't happen for a four-string quarterback, but it doesn't feel different because we've had that happen already with Baker Mayfield, which, again, to the people who keep giving me Baker Mayfield's line, I go, okay, then maybe they're writing a wrong here. Maybe that's possible. Both could be brash. Both certainly had their detractors coming out of college. Good God Almighty. I mean, people don't like to remember the Baker stuff, but there was stuff. So if they both end up being...
Now one was arrested in college, the other...
They both end up being good QBs, then fine. I'm talking about Baker and Shedeur.
Yeah.
Now, if it becomes Baker and Dylan Gabriel, there might be some draft bias where Dylan Gabriel goes number two. But boy, he has to play really well. He's got to play his ass off. And I think there's a lot of people who cover that team every single day. They would love for the general populace to see Dylan Gabriel coming up on Saturday because they do not think that he's anything at all that would show you a third-round pick. I don't think it takes away from Shedeur's performance, but if Dylan Gabriel were to play well, you go, okay, he's smart. He could break it down. He's the number three. He's the third draft choice. Maybe he's number two in the depth chart. Then I got two QBs. Then I'm arguing about ceiling. Who can reach what ceiling? Who has more potential? Is it Shedeur or is it Dylan? Well, just because of their physical prowess, I'd have to say more Shedeur. 216-474-0092. But that's of right now. Obviously, we have the right to new information. Don in Maine. He's listening on the free Odyssey app. He's next up on the fan. Hello, Don. Don's gone. Byron in Maryland.
Hey, man, that's nice.
Byron in Maryland listening on the free Odyssey app. Hello, Byron.
Hello, how you doing?
Byron, you got to turn everything else down. What's going on?
Okay, let me turn everything down. Okay.
Yeah, please.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
You turn it up a little bit now?
Shut up, Lima. Wait a minute.
Missed all.
Lima is ruining everything.
Just recalibrate.
I wanted to hear what Byron had to say.
Start over.
And everything behind you.
Three, two,
one, go. Byron, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
I have you.
Didn't have to.
It's too loud and it's too soft.
First of all, I'm going to answer your question.
All right.
speaking from a fan's point of view, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I would rather see Shador start. Let me tell you why. Let him get the experience. Let the coaches get tape, correct his faults. As long as it's an exciting game, fans are happy. That's why everybody's happy about Friday night. I'm also a Colorado Buffalo fan. He brings excitement to the game.
Okay.
Y'all at least two or three drafts away from being a good team.
Now, wait a minute. If he helps us, aren't we closer with those drafts? If he's that good of a quarterback?
You're closer, so keep him as a quarterback. Take your two first-round picks and get a running back and maybe a defensive offensive lineman. You got to build slowly. But in the meantime, let the game be exciting for the fans.
Well, I can
never win nothing this year.
Well, wait a minute. I don't want to just play him because he might be exciting. I want to play him because I think he's going to be good.
He's going to be good.
Then
let me ask you a question.
Okay, but good play is exciting play. Good play is interesting play. That's what I want him to play for. I was excited because he played well on Friday. I don't just want some sideshow out there. Johnny was a mess. Johnny was a sideshow. That, to me, is just playing guys because people want to see him.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Why would you assume that he's going to be bad? Have you looked at any of his Colorado film?
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. You said the Browns aren't good. You said the Browns are two drafts away. Then now all of a sudden I'm wrong because I'm thinking that the Browns aren't going to be good this year.
Say that again. The Browns are not going to be good this year. They might be fair, but I prefer the Browns to be exciting for the fans so they will come out to the game. Take your time and build your team right.
Okay. All right, Byron, thank you for the call. What am I confused on?
A lot of things in that call.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Byron,
was it me?
Thank
it
you
might
for
be
your
me.
Advice. I appreciate that fan bases from around the country are reaching out to give us advice on how to be fans how to make the team exciting.
That's nice of them.
I don't need some
thank
Ravens
you.
Fan charity. If we've done anything, they've been exciting for the wrong reasons. Like, it's always been something you can say whatever you want to about the Browns and how unserious they've been for a very long period of time. You can't tell me they haven't been a car crash on the side of the road that you're looking at. So I can draw a fan. I can get people to pay attention to something. But of actual tangible experience, that's what I want out of Shador. I would love to be able to dig us out of this hole that has been created with Shador Sanders. So if you're telling me they're not going to be good, but just to play him for entertainment, I don't want to just play Shador for entertainment. I want to play Shador and put him in the right position to succeed.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.